Welcome back to the Happy Healthy Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Christiane, and today we are diving into part two of our visibility mini series. We talk about one of the most powerful ways to establish your expertise and get seen by the right people, publishing. If you have not listened to episode one on podcasting, be sure to go back and check it out. We talked about how using your voice consistently helps you build trust, expand your audience, and create evergreen content that keeps working for you. So today, we're shifting gears. We're going into something just as powerful, which means getting your name into print. Why? Well, publishing is actually kind of a visibility superpower, and nothing builds your credibility faster than seeing your name attached to a published work. And think about it, right? When you see someone's article featured in some well-known publication or you find their book on Amazon, you automatically think that's kind of legit, right? Publishing really has three powerful things working for it. First, it positions you as an authority because when your name is in print, people instantly see you as a thought leader. Secondly, it expands your reach. Unlike social media posts that disappear maybe within 24 hours, a published article lives on and on and on, and it keeps bringing in new readers. Third, publishing attracts opportunities. Media invites, speaking gigs, podcast interviews, and even clients come from being published. And here's the best part. You don't need to be a professional writer to get published. I want you to set aside any doubts about what you might have right now, like, I'm not a writer, I don't even know what to say, because just like podcasting, publishing is not about perfection, it's about just showing up. So just like with anything in visibility, publishing works better when it's done consistently. Which brings up a petite practice, right? The petite practice for publishing means you just have to get started. Something small that you keep doing on a somewhat consistent basis leads eventually to big results, because that's what I know for sure. You don't have to wake up one day and suddenly see your feature in Forbes or have a best-selling book. That's not how it works, right? Every successful author, columnist, or even guest contributor started with something very small that built over time. So they developed their writing voice, they built credibility and put themselves in front of the right people. And that's really how a petite practice came in. A petite practice is something that's small, it's repeatable, and it's a habit that builds momentum over time. So it's not about writing an entire book in one setting. It's not spending weeks crafting the perfect pitch before you're sending it out. And it's definitely not trying to land a feature in some huge publication before you've even built your foundation. It's really just building that foundation, the writing small, insightful posts on a weekly basis to develop your voice. It's contributing maybe to guest blogs, niche websites before you're going for big names. And it's also about building up your publishing muscles with smaller wins before you really aim for major media. And that's how I built my own visibility in publishing, right? So I'm going to share my story here with you. How did I get published? How did I write my books? My petite practice in writing really led to major visibility. So a few years ago, I decided I want to get my name in print. And at first I thought, well, what? Where do I even start? I didn't have any connections to big media. I wasn't even sure if I had the right expertise. I just even thought I'm a writer because I have a PhD and wrote a lot in my dissertation. So I wanted to write a book. And instead of overthinking, I just committed to one petite practice. Every day I started writing. I wrote first captions for my Instagram, right? Not a full article. I basically just set down 2-minute insights from my work and expertise. I put that in Instagram. And at first I really didn't see even much engagement on my social media, but I just kept going. And it was actually kind of enjoyable. It was very much like writing in a diary. So after a few months, people reached out and they say, I've been reading your posts. And would you also be interested in writing an article or speak at this particular summit? And that led me think, maybe I should actually publish a book. So I published my How to Master Your Goals book on September 9th, 2023. So that's why I believe in the power of petite practice, because big visibility does not come from taking one big leap. It comes from building small actions over time. So let's break this down into three simple ways. And I know you can start publishing as well. So how to start publishing, even if you are not a writer? Start with guest blogging. That's step one. Maybe contributing to some online publications where you don't go straight to the big names like Forbes or Entrepreneur. Start with really small niche publications in your industry. And you can even create first a list of 5 to 10 industry websites or blogs that publish guest content. Read their articles and see what kind of content do they feature. Is that something that you do? And then write a very simple, very clear pitch with a topic that aligns with their audience. So my tip would be that every week you commit to sending one pitch. That's it. While over time, these pitches will turn into published work, you might get turned down, but that's okay. Second, you need to use your own platform, right? So you don't need to wait for permission. You don't have to wait for some editor to say yes, just publishing on your own platform, that's on your own website. That means you have basically blog articles that have a thought section. You can also publish your own blog posts with LinkedIn. So just through LinkedIn, you can reach out and reach bigger masses. My petite practice tip really would be just do one short post per week, right? It does not have to be a lot. But over time, of course, this really builds up an audience and builds up your body of work. And then thirdly, start writing your book, right? It does not mean like it's going to be this big novella. You could like maybe set aside 100 words per day. And in a year, then you write this book. It does not mean that you set yourself some crazy deadline, because every best-selling author started with one sentence. You just have to get started. And that, of course, will build. Stay tuned. In episode 3, we're going to talk about public speaking. So that episode, we're talking about the most powerful authority-building strategy of all, which is public speaking. And if you've never stepped on any stage, landed speaking gigs, or even built confidence, you can't miss that episode, because I'm going to share some really cool tips there with you. So I will show you exactly how you can own the stage, command attention, and use speaking to attract bigger opportunities. If you loved it, let me know by sharing it on Instagram, tag me, Dr. Christiane. And if you're ready to take your visibility to the next level, grab my book trilogy at drchristiane.com. The 3 books are How to Master Your Goal, Discover Your Superpower, and The Petite Practice Planner. I'm your host, Dr. Christiane. This podcast is Happy, Healthy Hustle. So make sure you're staying subscribed. And I can't wait to share those tips with you. Thank you so much for being here.